podcast is the first in a series that will tell the stories of how the AFSC works with local communities to create social change. It was a good year for New Mexico organic farmer Jedrick Lamb.
I grew a salad mix, 8 types of lettuce heads, 6 types of cucumbers, 5 types of spinach, 4 types of cabbage, 3 types of cauliflower.
And it was also a good year for students at Albuquerque's public schools who every week consumed 150 pounds of organic salad greens grown by Jedrick and other local farmers in the Agricultura network. Agricultura provides local schools, grocery stores, and restaurants with their fresh organic produce at competitive prices. This newly formed brokerage of organic farmers was formed by participants in the American Friends Service Committee's Farmer to Farmer training program. Believe it or not, Jedrick and the network's other suppliers have only been farming for less than 3 years. After 1 year developing skills in all aspects of organic food production, from farming infrastructure and land preparation to the post-harvest methods of storage and market cultivation, Jedrick was ready to set out on his own to establish his first farm. But where? Well, it turns out Jedrick's grandparents owned land that had gone fallow for nearly a generation. Unable to use the land themselves and learning of Jedrick's interest in farming, they offered him some space to get started. He named the farm Grana para Mañana, which means farming for tomorrow. Now, as a successful organic farmer, Jedrick can engage in meaningful, sustainable work while providing for his family. But for Jedrick, being part of the farmer training program and starting his own farm was never just about economic stability.
If I can get people to appreciate good food and all the labor and water and land and everything that goes into it, and if they're willing to stand up to defend their right to good food, then they're most likely to stand up to defend their rights to water and land. And I think that's one of the bare minimums of self-determination.
AFSC's farmer-to-farmer training program does more than encourage environmentally friendly farming practices. It inspires communities to re-engage with their neighbors and with their land. This is the story of how and why AFSC is connecting people around the state to transform New Mexico.
My connection has always been through the earth, right? And when I get up in the morning and I give thanks, you know, to the Kadiowakan, the sacred air, the Liwakan, the sacred sun, you know, the Maniawakan, the sacred water, and Uchimakawakan, the sacred earth, then I know that I'm connected.
That was native New Mexican Pablo Lopez. 20 years ago, seeing the ravages of urbanization on himself and his community, Pablo decided that it was time for something different. He looked back at his family to see if he could learn anything about how to live more sustainably.
My dad and my mom are both from New Mexico. My mom is the indigenous person, and she grew up near the reservation when the Great Depression hit. She never felt it. She didn't know what depression was. Because they had medicine, they had the medicine people, they had their community farms, they had animals, they had their spirituality. Whereas my father, who grew up right here in Albuquerque in the San Jose community, really felt the impact of the depression, loss of jobs for his grandparents and his parents. Later on in life, they became two different people. Whereas my father was a hoarder, my mom didn't care about, materialism, right? Because, she never had that attitude that I was lacking anything. So taking that experience and saying, well, how do we return back to a self-sustainable position?
So with the help of his friend and organic farmer, Don Bustos, Pablo transformed his family's land into a sustainable farm, transitioning their economic stability from direct market forces to the cycles of the earth. And while this might sound like it's part of a trendy back to the earth movement, Pablo knows that this impulse is deeply rooted in the identity of New Mexico.
What I keep telling people is that we're not creating anything new. We're just going back to what was here. Oh, we had the little, you know, garden in the back, and I grew beans, and I grew chili. So we're just going back, taking back one step and going back and saying, okay, this was here. How do we recreate it? How do we get started again?
Pablo recognized that it was the connection to the earth and to one another that made their community thrive. He continued to cultivate this vision with his family and people in and around Albuquerque, founding Emerging Communities, a community development organization. As Pablo continued to help people in his community build a more sustainable lifestyle, the American Friends Service Committee was asked to help local people in the South Valley protect their right to access local water. Over the past 3 or 4 decades of economic growth, almost undetected by most New Mexico citizens, the government had been slowly chipping away at people's common right to what is a precious resource in the region. This is a big deal in New Mexico, not only because water is so scarce, but also because of the state's long history of sharing that resource democratically within local communities. 400 years ago, Spanish settlers integrated their method of irrigation with the indigenous water systems to create what is called an acequia system. The acequia system is made up of a network of water canals across the region that are shared amongst its residents. Historically, use of the water was allocated by a democratically elected official, or mayordomo. This system has been overshadowed by Western water law, which in New Mexico allows the state engineer to adjudicate people's access to water if it deems the use of that water is not beneficial. As a result, what has traditionally been a local decision is being challenged by those who would like to turn that water into a marketable commodity.
Our mission is to protect the land and water for future generations and to keep it in traditional uses and make it economically viable for land-based people to hold on to their land and their water.
That was Saira Namaste, the Associate Director of AFSC's New Mexico program. 6 years ago, Saira Namaste and Don Bustos, Pablo's friend and the new director of the AFSC program, thought that maybe by teaching local residents how to farm year-round in the traditional organic method, they could help keep the rights to water in the hands of the local community. AFSC partnered with some incredible grassroots community organizations in the South Valley to make it happen.
This spoke to a lot of people because we are in New Mexico. People are land-based. They've been here hundreds and hundreds of years on their land. So this is very close to their heart about using the land and water.
Once they had that community support, including Pablo Lopez's organization, they would need one crucial thing: land. Many people in New Mexico have stopped farming their land, land that had been in their family for generations, due to economic pressures and government policies. So to see their land being used again in traditional ways was a really exciting prospect. Almost everyone they talked to donated their land completely free of charge. For one woman in particular, a widow named Ruby, seeing her land transformed into a working farm has been a blessing.
She would tell her friends all about it. She's in a bridge club. And some of her friends said, you know, doesn't it feel strange to have people you don't know in your property? And you feel like it's an invasion of privacy. And she wanted us to know that, no, she told her friends, it's so wonderful that she has so many new friends in her life. And at her age, she doesn't have a lot of young people in her life. She doesn't have a lot of intergenerational relationships. And she felt like this project brought in so many new friends and so many young people.
Saira and others in the program have stayed deeply connected to her and her land. So again, the program is not just teaching sustainable farming practices, it is bringing communities together. It is connecting people to one another. And these connections are spreading and growing all the way up to the government level. The Agricultura Network, the network of farms that provides its produce to local public schools, was made possible by legislation that set aside money for Albuquerque schools to purchase local produce. Mary Darling, a member of Albuquerque Monthly Meeting, organized a dinner for legislators from the state to meet the farmers of the Agricultura Network.
I was so touched to see these farmers sitting next to legislatures and legislators really being appreciative of the farmers.
Policymakers and farmers sat at the same table and ate food grown on these farms. The food was prepared by the 2011 New Mexico Chef of the Year, Stan Wacker. It just so happens that Stan is deeply committed to community development and was happy to contribute his culinary expertise to the event. In a world in which it can sometimes seem impossible to link sincerity with big government, or culinary awards for that matter, Mary created an opportunity for legislators to reconnect to what is really important.
For them to not have to raise money and just get to see what their policy did, you know, and what a difference it made for these farmers' families. I was just so honored to see that during election season.
Sitting outside around tables dotted with tea lights with the stars shining above them, both policymakers and farmers deeply understood the beauty of personal connection. All of the guests left with a renewed passion for spreading similar policies throughout the state. The program continues to deepen and expand as newly trained farmers grow salad this winter in recently constructed cold frames. Don and Syra and Pablo continue to work with community members to learn about sustainable agriculture. And the community of the South Valley continues to return to its roots to reconnect to the earth.
In my opinion, there's no better way for your voice to be heard than to, like, feed your neighbors and then teach your neighbors how to feed themselves.
Me viste llorar de angustias, dime paloma por cuál.